Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC. It is time for our Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain program. And with us once again, Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. Now, Jeff, we've spent the last couple of weeks setting up the September World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate and Crop Production Updated Information from USDA. We finally got those numbers today, and that's what we're going to talk about, kind of reaction. What were the numbers and then reaction to it? First of all, as you looked at the report, Jeff, did you see any surprises?
You know, actually, that's the surprising part, Chad, that there really wasn't any surprises. Everything came in, I would say, overall, about as anticipated.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the numbers. Maybe we'll start on corn. What did the report say on corn?
You know, if we were to dig in the numbers on corn, first of all, starting off on the production side, you know, 14.9 million bushels of production, and that's a big number. The average estimate was about 14.8. To give you an idea, last year we produced about 13.6 billion bushels, and in that, what they did is they did lower the harvested acres around 500,000 acres, and that really comes back for some of the storm damage that was coming out of Iowa. So, you know, instead of getting a yield reduction there, they just ended up taking some acres out. So, and then that follows through over on the ending stock side. The ending stock side for the 2020 crop for corn, 2.5 billion. The estimate was 2.439. And that compares to, you know, our August report was about 2.756. So, you know, we came down 253 million bushels on the ending stocks, and that compares to last year at about 2.2. So we do have more bushels, but it's not that 3 billion type bushel number, you know, that we were kicking around earlier in the year.
All right, very good. So it kind of seemed like corn was the follower to soybeans. Give us the numbers on soybeans.
Yeah, on the soybean side, production came in at 4.3 billion. That compared to the average estimate of 4.286 billion. And believe it or not, Chad, when we look back to what our 2019 production was at 3.5 billion. So, you know, a lot more soybeans produced than what we had last year. Ending stock wise, ending stock number came down to 460 million, you know, and that compares to last year at 615 million. So even though we produce more, there's good demand out there. So we're shrinking those stocks on the ending stock side, which that's a good thing.
You like to really watch the stocks to use number. Did that change much for corn or soybeans?
Yes, it would have. It definitely would have. It would have tightened up. And as a result of tightening up on both the corn and the soybean side, you know, as of right now at this point, that would still indicate that we should have some higher prices down the road yet.
Yeah, and that's one good point, too, is the market really did like this report. A lot of buying in soybeans, huh?
Yeah, there really was. You know, actually, for the day, we were actually up 18.5 cents on the soybean side. And over on corn kind of, the best way I'd put it, was kind of a reluctant follower. It was up 3.5 cents for the day, Chad.
Okay. And this was, there's a lot of conversation, and it was important to note the way USDA came up with the yields and the production information. Again, why is that so important and what happened here?
Well, as we come into September, we know we've got the operator surveys. To give you an idea, their sample size is a little smaller in this survey than it would have been last month. 9,140 farmers would have been sampled. And then on the field survey side, that's what we call the objective side, there would have been 1,560 actual observations or plots out in fields on corn. There'd have been 1,530 out there on soybeans. For instance, in Nebraska, there would have been 200 plots, and that's where they're out in the actual field, the enumerators are, and that's on the corn side. Over on the soybean side, there would have been 130 different plots.
All right, very good. So now we have the report and the trade. You know, the market's going to trade this for a little while, but we know that there is another report that comes after this and final production numbers in January. What are you kind of looking at from here on out, Jeff?
Well, on the yield side, you know, corn was at 178.5. I think it can come down a little bit yet. I think as they do their observations in October, they'll find a little bit lower test weight. Soybeans at 51.9. I do think that has room to come down further. One year that we're looking at is similar was 2018. 2018 ended up coming in with a yield of about 50.6. The reason we said that's a similar year is the pod counts are very comparable to what that year is. But our belief is that the pod weights will be lower. So I do think when the dust settles, Chad, I think we probably bring that yield in you know, somewhere in the upper 48s, I think, is what it'll come in on the bean side.
All right, very good. So in the future here, we're going to be talking more about this. How does this impact our marketing plan? You know, and the other thing the market's going to have to do moving forward is look at those reports from the field. So, I mean, that's as combines roll, that's going to be a factor as well. If folks want to get a hold of you, talk about these different things, Jeff, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
Okay, very good, sir. And always don't forget online the archived programs of Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain. They're on our website, kticradio.com. Just go to the Markets tab and pull down the tab there and click on Using Your Bean. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln and our Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain program here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.